we bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. And now let us join old Nancy, Witch of Salem, and Satan, her wise black cat.
Hannah and 11-year-old I be today. Yes, the Hannah and 11-year-old. And now, Satan, if everybody'll just douse out them lights and make it nice and dark, we'll get right down to business. Draw up to the fire and gaze into them bugs. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll see the hands of time turn back for Hannah Gia. Soon you'll be up in the ocean, off the Cape of Good Hope that's down in Africa. There, up on the stormy waters, rolls a ship whose captain's name is Vanderdecken. That's his name now. But soon he'll be called by sailor men the Flying Dutchman. The Flying Dutchman.
Out those topsails. Bear a hand there. Raymer. Jacob Raymer.
Coming, right here, Captain.
The men carry. Order them aloft. Bend out those topsails.
Right here, Vanderdecken. The men will not go up the shrouds again.
Will not, sayest thou?
Stay, sir. No man alive can keep his grip on the yards against this storm. It's certain death to try. Already we've lost three.
And we lose them all out around this cursed cape.
But right here we strive against the wind.
Silence. I am master here. Dost thou question my commands where the board I'll fling thee to join those mates of whom you fight. Now bend me out those topsails.
Aye, sir. The man is mad. Sail, he demands, against headwind.
Hold fast, Captain. Hold thy rudder to the wind.
Aye, sir.
Captain, right here, Captain.
Here, you spatter.
Police sheet. It is torn to ribbon.
And mend it and spread it on the yards once more.
Well, but tear again. No sailcloth spun can weather this gale. A strip to bear hold, my dear. Turn thy back to the wind and seek a port.
Not I. No storm can beat John Vanderdecken's master.
Look! The mainmast!
Storm on the board!
The mainmast has been torn away!
You cursed storm, I'll best you yet. You may take each spar and pole, but then I'll sail the Hawken to thy teeth.
Captain! Right here, Captain!
Here.
Two hands gripped over sides, sir, with a mast.
Those who are left will do their work. Rammer!
Aye, sir.
Give all hands access. Clear that wreckage. Free the deck and rig a jury man.
I'm here for God's sake, scream no more.
And thy helmsman turn about.
Let's run with the wind and seek a port.
Hey, we go ahead. We round this cape.
But 4 days already to us. Strain and sail.
Run back, and it's God's will.
And God's will must bend, for mine shall triumph.
Stop!
Oh, just bless thee.
Seek thy victory.
Ah, cower, ye fools and superstitious fear. Ye shall see me round this cape in spite of heaven, hell, or man. Keep her headed to the wind, helmsman.
Ye others, stay the deck.
Look at him crying there. He is mad, mad.
I am mad with love of self, mad with lust for power.
He has been master of men and ships too long. Now he would command the elements.
He desists us soon. We're all dead men.
I say we mutiny against
him. Be not a fool. No man of us is armed. His belt is filled with loaded pistols, and he will not hesitate to kill.
Think ye the old priest we have as a passenger could bring him to his senses?
Nay, but now ye have the captain said his will with God's. The presence of God's priest would but inflame his mind the more.
Kramer, the priest that summoned Jack. Look there.
I give thee greetings, son.
Holy Father, thou lovest life. Get thee again below.
Aye, before Jan Vanderdeck vent his spite on thee.
Get to the witch house. Get to the witch.
Quick, Father, he'll return.
Nay, my sons, I fear not thy bitter captain.
So the man of God hath crawled on deck.
He hath seen thee.
Greetings to thee, my Herr Vanderdeck.
Well, how dost like the winds thy master sends this evening? How like thee his empty thunders? Stay and watch me best the storm he sends. Watch me round this cape against his will.
4 days have I watched and seen thee fail.
I shall fail no longer. I shall win my way tonight.
Only he can win who striveth by faith.
Faith I have. Faith in myself alone.
No man can live by and for himself alone.
And who shall he live for then? Another man who is selfish in himself? I know a man. I know my kind. Perhaps he should put faith in women. The best of them are devils in their cradles. But thou didst me have faith in God. He is the greatest lie of all.
He's the victorious God no more.
Thy blasphemy will doom us all.
Beware. His voice cries to thee from the storm, rash man. It bids thee fall upon thy knees and pray his pardon.
Say ye so? Then hear the voice of John Vanderdecken answer. By the servant shall I show in what contempt I hold the master. Walk thee to the rail, priest, for thou art going by the board.
But on the face of God.
Now stand back. I shoot the man who moves the hand.
Risk not thy lives for mine, my son.
Stand to this rail, and stand until I throw thee to the sea. But first, thou art who art supposed to reign above. Hark to my defiance. The life of this thy servant shall be to thee my challenge.
Oh,
at thy loudest thunder, I laugh at thy impotent rage. Just hear me, God. Despite thee and all thy heaven, I shall kill thy man. I shall best thy storm. I shall round thy cursed cape.
That lightning, it has struck the ship.
'Twas sent by God.
The gale hath died to silence. Look. In the bow, a blinding light
was sent by heaven.
Yay!
What? Who art thou who's taken shape within yon dazzling glow?
I am a messenger. God hath deigned to answer thee, John Vanderdecken.
I did not mean...
Fall upon thy knees and hearken to thy doom.
Spare me. Spare my life.
Thou shalt not die. To live shall be thy curse. In the teeth of a gale shalt thou fly forever, always seeking harbor, never reaching port. A phantom ship of death shall be thy home. Thy crew shall be the blackened souls of sinners of the sea. Thou, their master and their slave, shall be alone of flesh and blood. Behold thy living tomb as it riseth from the depths.
Oh, Danae, not on that. It is a hulk of horror.
Is thy eternal hope.
Come, Danae, I beg. It is a nightmare ship. Black as night with sails, the hue of blood.
Oh
please, oh, please. Grinning fleshless specters line its rails.
Nay.
Forgive, oh, Father. Holy priest, thou art a man of God. Intercede and beg for me. I am forced. Forced upon this awful bark. Have pity.
Stay, messenger of God, I pray thee, wait. No soul is ever lost. Even this man's can be saved, redeemed.
His soul is black with selfish pride. Only love can wash it clean.
He will need man's love to find love.
His fate hath been decreed. What man here will share his doom to aid him in the search?
I,
Father.
Think well, old man. Thy days of earthly strife are numbered, thy reward and rest at hand. If thou wouldst teach him love, thou too must sail upon this ghostly bark, a living man amongst the dead.
I am ready. I go with thee, son.
Flesh and blood. Thou givest me the life I would have taken from thee.
Oh, foolish soul. Thou didst say all living creatures were selfish as thyself. Thy curse was to be eternal, but this good man's sacrifice hath won thee again to hope of heaven.
I shall not have to sail.
Thou shalt sail upon yon bark, as I have said. But once, each 7 years, thy phantom ship may touch a port, and thou, for the space of a single moon, may seek for love thyself and cleanse thy soul of pride.
Come, my son.
I come. 7 years among the dead. Ever flying into the gate. And then a port for a single moon. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Years of navy on this ghastly ship of death, ever flying into the gale. 30 times in 9 have I been in port for a single moon. And now the hour draws nigh when I shall rest on shore again.
And bitterness is in thy soul, John. Thy heart is filled with plans of evil for thy visit amongst men.
Aye, I shall employ this moon ashore to bring dishonor, death, destruction in my path.
No, have the centuries of suffering taught thee nothing?
Yeah, by example of thy God, they have taught me how to hate. For I have endured his awful vengeance.
Oh, vengeance on thee hath never been his purpose. His plan is thy regeneration.
So, this loving father destroys his son with a curse of living death to save him. Oh, cease thy lying sophistry. My centuries of pain have confirmed the truth I knew of old, that love is but a lie, and that self is all that matters.
Yet for 200 years and 80, I have been thy comrade on this phantom ship of death.
And how at first I...
Phantom ship of death.
And how at first thine. I believe 'twas love that made thee share my awful fate. But my brain at last searched out the truth. That which is worse than death to me meant to be but long. Worse than death to me meant to be but long. Worse than death to me meant to be but longer life. Thou art old, about to die. Thy seeming sacrifice has let thee live almost 3 centuries beyond thy span.
Poor John, I pity thee. How more than blind are they who will not see?
Oh, pity me not. Listen, priest. 30 times in 9 now have I gone ashore. For one brief fleeting moon in each long 7 years. Each time I have been humble, seeking that love which now I know doth not exist. Everywhere I found distrust and looks and fear. For though men knew not that I am he they call the Flying Dutchman, they sense I am a being set apart. I am of the dead who live. And in mine eyes men see the horror stamped by centuries of pain. 30 times in 9 I sought for love and found but hate. And now I shall employ my moon ashore to pay. Our phantom ship draws into port. Again for a moon I join the world of men who worship thy revengeful god. And I shall bring dishonor, death, destruction in my path. Dost hear me, Godeth? Dost hear me, Godeth? Dost hear me, God of vengeance? I go ashore to pay thee for my curse. I go ashore to pay.
I have a birthday, Satan. We'll tell folks what the Flying Dutchman did when he went ashore the 40th time.
We bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. And now let us join old Nancy and Satan, a wise black cat.
Hannah, I'm 3 year old, I be today. Yes, sir, going on a hundred and four. Now, if you folks will just douse out them lights, we'll spin you the finish of our yarn about that famous sailor man we begun the last time you was here.
Meow.
That's right, Satan. We told how that fella Vanderdecken, for his blasphemy against his lord, was condemned to sail the seas until his selfish soul is cleansed by love, which he's allowed to come ashore and look for once each 7 year. Well, sir, to help him in his search, a good old priest volunteered to share his curse, but his help didn't do much good. For when we left them, but draw up to the fire and gaze into embers, hear for yourselves just how we left this Vanderdecken.
30 times and 9 now have I come ashore. For one brief fleeting moon in each long 7 years. 30 times and 9 I sought for love and found but hate. And now I shall employ my moon ashore to bring dishonor, death, destruction in my path. Dost hear me, God of vengeance? I go ashore to pay thee for my curse. I go ashore.
Now gaze into embers deep and hear the finish of our yarn about the Flying Dutchman. The Flying Dutchman.
Henry, in this enlightened year of 1810, even such an old sea dog as you can't believe the forecastle yarn of the Flying Dutchman.
Now, out there in Portsmouth Harbor lies my proof. That ship's a Dutchman's, or I ain't a mother's son.
No, Uncle Henry, you merely say that because it's that dingy-looking old hulk you didn't see come in last night.
I tell you, no one saw that ship come in. And I tell you, I recognize it. For nigh 300 years, every sailor-man upon the seven seas has seen that black two-decker fly by him at least once. In a dead calm, I've seen it, cross our bows like lightning, backwards, with ever stay and sail, straining again a gale, while we on a human ship couldn't even smell a breeze.
Are you sure you hadn't been sampling the ship's rum barrel when you saw all that?
Yes, yes, I am. If that out there's an actual ship, why don't we see either hair of any living creature on its rails or on the yard?
Oh, look, Uncle Henry, there's a small boat coming from our port side now.
Well, I'll be... Now, when did they launch that?
Why, you were so busy talking.
And there's 2 men in it. 2 living men is all the ghost ship carries.
But neither of those men or their clothing look 3 centuries old. And you say that's the Flying Dutchman, eh?
The Dutchman don't grow any older. That's part of his curse. And neither does the priest who travels with him. They get new clothes when they come to shore every 7 years.
That means a land about here, I think.
Well, I'm leaving before they do. You and Judy better come, too.
Nonsense.
All right. But I'm a warning you to have nothing to do with a big fella coming in that small boat.
Henry, such superstition is unchristian-like. To show you what I think of your ridiculous fears, I'm going to invite those men to be my guests.
What? Peter Cooper, you're going to take them into your house?
If they care to come.
You don't know what you're saying. Why, the Dutchman's a holy devil.
You make me hope that big man in the boat is your Flying Dutchman, Uncle Henry. He sounds interesting.
He does.
That's their landing cover.
And I'm a-going before the Dutchman's eyes light on me. He's a private, I tell you.
Look at Uncle Henry, Ross.
My superstitious credulity almost discourages me with human kind.
You're the stranger's coming. Speak to him.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Greetings to thee, friend.
Aye, greetings. Why didst thou not run at my approach?
Run?
Why should we run?
Thy companion did.
Oh, he had an appointment elsewhere.
Gentlemen, as your strangers and our Portsmouth inns are not of the best, I wish to invite you to be my guest.
I guess.
Thank thee truly, but...
Well, do not hesitate. I'm only an humble minister, but my daughter and I will strive to make you comfortable.
Thou art a minister? A man of God?
Yes.
And thou art his daughter?
Yes.
A minister and his child.
Thank thee, sir, but my comrade and I cannot be thy guest.
Nay, we can. We shall. I thank thee, worthy servant of the Lord. I accept thy invitation.
gladly.
Jean, thou must not abuse the hospitality of this good man's house. Thou must not harm his child.
I have merely suggested that she take a walk with me this afternoon.
I know thou meanest wrong to her, because she is the daughter of a man who serves the god you hate. I shall warn her and her father. Tell them who and what thou really art.
Listen, fool. The tale of the Flying Dutchman they call but idle superstition. Thou wilt tell these people nothing. They will not believe thee till I prove the words which thou wouldst say, and then it will be too late.
Captain, are you ready for a walk?
Aye, I come to thee, my child. Farewell, priest. Ere I embark again for 7 years of living death to the god of hate who hath condemned me, I have a sacrifice to
off the beaten track.
Aye. Should one die among these trees and thickets, it might be many months ere their body was found.
What made you think of such an awful thing as that?
The thought of one who was left alive. A father, for instance, might suffer long and keenly ere his, child's, for instance, fate was known.
If I were lost, it would kill my father. But, of course, nothing will happen to me with you here to protect me.
Nay, thou dost trust me.
Of course I trust you.
Thou art a child. Thy purity enables thee to read men's hearts.
That's what my father said. And I know your heart is good, because in one whose eyes show such unhappiness, any evil that was there before must have been completely burned away.
What would thee think if I taught thee different?
Stop acting as though you meant to fight me, Captain. And sit down on this log. Come. I'm tired.
I sit close beside thee. Thou hast never shown fear of me, Isabel.
Why should I show fear of you?
No reason. Except that people always do.
Captain, I think someone ought to talk to you.
Of what?
Yourself. I don't think you know yourself at all.
No, thou thinkest not.
I think you're the sort of man who thinks he's awfully bad and who tries to be bad, all because he's afraid to let folks see what's really underneath.
So?
Yes. You're exactly like a little boy who lives next door to us. When he's outside in the garden, he's always playing at being Indian and scalping people. Yet I've seen him through the window of his room at night when he thinks he's all alone. Fondling his sister's dog.
Thou sayest I resemble him?
Exactly. I've seen him stand out in the rain when the lightning flashed and thunder roared, just to prove how brave he is. When all the time I knew he wanted to hide his head in his mother's lap and cry with fear. You're exactly like him, honey.
Well,
that is just the way he glares at me.
Dull little fool,
he's rude and ill-mannerly, just as you are. How long since you've seen your mother, Captain?
Never saw her.
Have any sisters?
Nay.
Ever married?
Nay.
In law?
Nay.
Well, that explains everything. You've never been brought up?
What?
You've had no one but God to go to with your troubles. No wonder your eyes show such unhappiness. For God must seem awfully far away sometimes to one who has no other friend.
Yes. Awfully far away.
How secluded this place is. If one were lost here, they never would be found. Well, Captain, why don't you kill me as you planned?
You knew?
Yes. I wasn't a bit afraid. You see, I know the little boy next door.
Playing in here. Scalping.
Suppose you put your head in my lap and have a cry.
What?
He does sometimes when no one else is there.
Why?
Seems to help. I don't think you've cried enough.
Why? Why?
Father, forgive thy foolish child. Father, forgive thy foolish child. Farewell, Judith.
Goodbye, Captain.
I hate to see you gentlemen go. Your fortnight here has brought us happiness.
My ship awaits, Mr. Cooper. I cannot tarry longer. But my old friend here will stay ashore with me.
Jan, my son!
This voyage I take alone. Thou wilt share my punishment no longer.
Thou hast found at last.
I have found myself.
I don't understand you, gentlemen.
My comrade may explain when I am gone. And now, ere I bid a last farewell, Mr. Cooper, may I kiss thy daughter once as a father on the brow.
I will answer that, John. Kiss me as a lover.
I did not mean to speak. I do love thee, Judith, love thee.
And I love thee.
Not a child, love me not. Another will come to thee. One of thy age and goodness, one worthy of thy love.
I want no one but you. But, John, take me with you on your voyage.
Nay, I cannot. Take thy arms from about me. I must go.
Oh, no, John, come back.
Farewell.
No, John, wait. Your black ship is not ready. I see no sign of crew.
They are waiting. Waiting for my coming.
Oh, he's in the small
boat,
leaving me.
His jet flies to the waters by magic. Look, already he's reached the black ship's side.
He's climbing up the ladder.
He's aboard.
Father, the sails of these black ships filled. Yet there's no wind.
It's putting off the sea.
Farewell, my son, my comrade.
Come back to me, John. I love you.
And I love thee. Farewell forever.
No, not forever.
They're sinking beneath the waters.
Listen.
Love me.
Oh, gracious Father, my prayers are answered. His long voyage is at an end. Thou hast taken back his soul.
And now you see why the Flying Dutchman is seed upon the seas no more. Well, that's the end of that done, Satan. Ha, 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 ha.